5 years. The owner, Dr. Jeff, specializes in providing all aspects of care for your animals. From annual shots to complicated bone and soft tissue surgeries, Dr. Jeff can take care of any animal. So call him today at 906-635-5910. From dogs and cats to cows and horses, Dr. Jeff loves them all. So give him a call at 906-635-5910.
Everybody, welcome back into the show. Second half hour of hour number one on this hump day Wednesday, October 23rd, 2024 edition of Your Defending Fathers with Chuck and Randy Bishop here on the Patriot Voice Radio Network. Again, we put that in there for the markers for the podcast. If you don't have the time available to listen to the show live 9 to noon Monday through Friday, you can catch the repeat tomorrow morning from 6 to 9. Or, better yet, listen on demand anytime you want. All you have to do is go to the show's website, yourdefendingfathers.com, click on podcast. Every half hour of the show is stored there, and you can just click on the link and listen anytime you want. Warning, though, do not listen to the show past 10 p.m. at night. Sometimes I have a tendency to raise people's blood pressure. I get you thinking about things. I get you thinking about Michigan news, Michigan politics, the elections, and basically you can't go to sleep. So don't blame me if you listen to the show at 11, 11:30 at night and then can't get to sleep until 1 in the morning. I warned you. Don't do it. Also, want to remind you that a lot of people are texting me throughout the day. Yesterday, I believe I got over 50 text messages from around the state of Michigan. People asking me who to vote for. They got their ballot. They're not really sure on a couple of races. So they're saying, Randy, can you help me? Okay, I want to explain this to you guys so you understand it. The geographical reach of 97.7 FM WCHY Sheboygan, we're based out of Sheboygan, is where the transmitter site is, goes down to now with our new state-of-the-art, absolutely fantastic transmitter that we have purchased, as well as improvements out at the tower site that Dell Reynolds has done for us. We now are reaching basically just south of Gaylord, heading into Grayling. I have a foot of leaves in my backyard. My deck, my yard, completely covered in a foot of leaves. Yesterday, I went out to the mailbox here at the home studio, and it was literally, snowing leaves on the street. I stood there at my mailbox, and I just watched it because I'd never noticed it before. We've been living here in Antrim County since 2011. It was the first time I ever stood and watched it literally snow leaves on our street. I mean, it was snowing, but it was leaves. Because we are an FM radio station, we are line of sight. We're not an AM in the ground transmitted to your ground-based radio AM station. We are FM. We are line of sight. Now, with the leaves starting to fall off the trees, we are going to get through those trees with line of sight to your antennas. I had a guy yesterday text me, he goes, Randy, I'm almost to Grayling and I'm still listening to your station. That's not us. That is absolutely due to the leaves falling off the trees. Barometric pressures. Dell's explained it to me a couple of times. I can't even understand half the words he uses. So there's all kinds of things that happen in the atmosphere. But the leaves are a big blocker of our FM signal. Now we're being told that they're even hearing us in certain areas up in the UP, Curtis, and other areas that never heard the station during the summer. Additionally, we have two websites and we have two phone apps. So you can have the ability to listen on your phone. If you have a newer vehicle, you can tie the Bluetooth right into it. You can listen on the website for this show, yourdefendingfathers.com, or the radio station's website, the call letters, WCHY.US. Simple radio app for the radio station, tune-in app for the show. Different call letters to look up for tune-in is WYPV, our former radio station, We're Your Patriot Voice. For the simple radio app, it's the call letters WCHY, We're Constant Hits of Yesteryear. So, that information is out there. Well, a new listener that I didn't have stored in my phone, Chris in Onaway, he texted me and he said, I'm an Onaway voter. Please help me decide with your picks. Thanks, Chris. So, first of all, I started off with Onaway School Board. I text him the screenshot photograph to vote for Black Peppard, Bonnard, Lefebvre, Christian Kowalski, Palmer, and Rieger. Then I texted him the Presque Isle County Republicans that are running. Those are, of course, good friend, buddy, Sheriff Joe Brubaker. I hope everything's recovering well and you're coming back from your leg surgery, sir. Hopefully you're getting every single day stronger and stronger, better and better. So I greatly appreciate your service as Presque Isle County Sheriff Joe Brubaker. For County Clerk, Darren Darga. For Probate Judge, James Gilbert. Then there's four County Commissioners. District 1 is Cliff Tolini. Technically, his name is Clifford Tolini on the ballot. District 2, Robert Britsky. District 4, Joe Libby. And in District 5, Robert Crook. He's going up against the Communist Socialist Golden Parachute Commissioner, Democrat Chapa. Yeah, Chapa's got to go. Prosecuting attorney that the Republican Party is supporting is Zachary McLennan. Register of Deeds, Vicky Koluski. I always butcher her name. Drain Commissioner, Robert McComber, and County Surveyor, Norman Quain Jr. So I texted him that flyer as well. Lastly, Michigan Supreme Court. Remember how much I love baseball? Outfielder, capital O, capital F, outfielder. Is O'Grady and Fink. Any other races, folks, I'm not able to help you with around the state of Michigan. If you're outside of Onaway, outside of Presque Isle, basically what I'm telling people, vote for all the Republicans, and in the Michigan Supreme Court race, vote for O'Grady and Fink. Any other races, your local school board races, Tim Tarjeff and Matt, however you pronounce his last name, are the two. Just vote for Jeff and Matt for Sheboygan School Board. County clerks, county commissioners, local races. Folks, do you know how many townships there are in the state of Michigan? How many villages, how many cities? I can't possibly vet all those candidates, especially in our listening area, let alone the whole state of Michigan, which we service. Michigan News, Michigan Politics. So basically, all you folks downstate that listen, Phyllis and Christine and Kim, I mean, the list goes on and on and on. All I can basically do is tell you guys to vote for the Republicans and for Supreme Court, vote for O'Grady and Fink. You're going to have to vet your own local county races, your local townships, city, village races. That is going to be on you. Now, what I do recommend, contact your local Republican county party. the chair, the vice chair, secretary, treasurer, whoever you can get a hold of. Most of these local 83 county parties have valid candidates, and they have certain people that they are supporting. If you feel comfortable with their recommendations, with their endorsements, then vote for them. But you're going to have to contact your local county party to be able to get that information from them based on your local races. A lot of times, these county parties, though, don't go through every single township, every single village. A perfect example right here is Antrim County, where Vicky's running for county clerk. She's on the ballot. She's the only person on the ballot to be the clerk. 15 townships, 5 villages in Antrim County. I cannot possibly vet those 20 townships and villages even in my own county, let alone your county. So I hope you understand I'm very limited in my time. I'm very limited in my ability to actually know these candidates where I would be willing to recommend or endorse them. I've been very active with what I consider the best county Republican Party in Northern Michigan is Presque County. Bob Gretzky, Chair, Monica Jasinski, Sherry LaFave, all of the folks that are involved in that party, great fundraising, have the money, the resources to support their candidates, getting out the vote, doing a mailer, all the things that these people are doing, very well organized, very well run, absolutely love their county party and look forward to many, many years working with them. I understand the vetting process they went through as a party. I understand how they talked about and actually interviewed and had candidates come to their meetings to talk to their members. Their paid members having the ability to, on a monthly meeting, sit down and listen to these people and ask them questions, and then they together came together as a committee and put forward their vetted candidates who they believe are the best patriots to be of service as an elected official to these various offices for the folks of Presque Isle County. Absolutely love what they did. Great process, very fair, open, transparent, and they have chosen their candidates. I wish we could have active parties in every county in our listening area. And, of course, from Presque Isle, going over to Otsego, Charlevoix, Emmett, Sheboygan, Mackinac, Chippewa. We're getting there, folks. We'll be there very, very soon. Final segment of hour number one. We'll be right back.
At Royal Tire in Petoskey, we know that you've got things to do and places to go. And you need safe and reliable tires that will get you there and back every time. Tires like the Michelin Defender LTX or the Michelin Cross Climate 2. We believe in these tires so much, we put them on our own vehicles. So stop by Royal Tire today and let our tire experts find the right Michelin tire to keep you and your family safe. When you think tires, think Royal Tire in Petoskey.
Systems.net now offers affordable remote tech support for your computer, the same service that large companies have been using for years. To discuss your needs and pricing, call us at 231-818-8349. Don't take your computer in for repairs. Let us do it remotely. Again, call us today at 231-818-8349.
Hey, Patriots, this is the boss of Veteran John, his wife, Jamie, in Sheboygan. Taste the purest artesian water on God's green earth, Mega Water. PFAS-free, mineral-rich, naturally alkaline, 8.3 pH, and veteran-owned. Go to megawater.com or call 231-818-9700. That's megawater.com or call 231-818-9700. call us today to taste the pure difference.
Maybe you're looking to sell an old firearm that's been sitting around the house just collecting dust. Or maybe you've been thinking it's time to upgrade to a newer model or caliber. Either way, the place to go is Curtis Gunsmith in Petoskey. Pistols, rifles, shotguns, they buy and sell pretty much anything that goes boom when you pull the trigger. Except rocket launchers, they don't buy or sell those. So if you're looking for a new firearm or just want to sell old Betsy, you're sure to get a fair price and friendly service to boot at Curtis Gunsmith in Petoskey.
Poxy Pro, a veteran-owned company serving Michigan, Wisconsin, and Illinois for over 38 years. Epoxy Pro provides one-and-done forever floors that are maintenance-free and easy to clean. Preserve, protect, and even restore your concrete floors today. Check us out online at epoxypro.com or call us at 877-703-7699. Epoxy Pro, your floors today. Call us at 877-703-7699.
Everybody remembers their moment, the moment Granddad handed down his old rifle. At Curtis Gunsmith in Petoskey, we respect traditions. We also know that that old gun might not be in the same shape it was when Granddad gave it to you. Mr. Tom Curtis, the gun doctor, will take good care of old Betsy. He'll get her shined up and looking good as new. Curtis Gunsmith is the one that you can trust with your family traditions. Give us a call at 231-838-5571. And as the gun doctor says, anything but an Abrams tank.
Hey, everybody, welcome back into the show. Final segment of hour number one. Our mailman, Randy Walker, texting into the show, said, what about the school boards? What about the regents? Well, first of all, the regents is for the University of Michigan regents. The Michigan State University, I believe they're called trustees. Wayne State University are called governors. They're all partisan. They have Republican or Democrat on them. Even the Michigan State Board of Education, Republicans, Tom McMillan and Nikki Snyder. Now, personally, I'm kind of done with Nikki Snyder. Just between you and I, very ineffective on the school board, Michigan State Board of Education. I'm done. Absolutely done with her. I'm voting for the libertarian, Scotty Bowman, but that's me personally. I know Scotty back when we ran for office back in 2010 when I ran for state senate against Howard Walker. He was running for some office. I got to know him, basically kind of a libertarian, constitutional patriot. I'm voting for Scotty Bowman and Tom McMillan. I'm done with Nikki Snyder. So that's my own personal vote on my ballot that I'm sharing with people. But other than that, Randy, all of them are partisan. The only races that you're going to not see a Republican or Democrat behind their name are judges. Probate judges, circuit court, district court, Michigan Supreme Court, those do not have parties behind their name because they're supposed to be nonpartisan. So the process is very simple. One of the things I think you're looking at is the process being partisan this year. And when people have asked me for the PAGS video, they said, well, Randy, PAGS didn't mention Republican or Democrat. Correct. What he did is he looked at 4 years of the Trump presidency, 4 years during his presidency from January 20th, 2017 through January 20th of 2021. He looked at his presidency in those nine indexes. He then looked at the nine indexes during the Biden-Harris administration. Well, we all know that Biden got booted off. Harris took over. She is the candidate. She should have been very influential in putting forward policy and agenda with Biden. He appointed her to be her border czar, in charge of the border. This is the number one issue behind the economy. Inflation, prices, energy costs, food costs, everything is number one, top of mind for most people. Right behind economy and inflation is the border. Illegal immigration. The cost of bringing illegals into our country, providing them with rental assistance, food stamps, cell phones. Transporting them all across the country has been the policy agenda of Biden-Harris administration. These are the things that Joe Pags talks about in this video. If you haven't heard it yet, yes, I will be playing it on the show in the next segment, actually the next half hour, and talking about it. Additionally, we'll be talking about the 10xvotes.com website. Different audience, different people listening. For those of you who have heard it, I'm sorry, you're going to hear it again. Until you text me PAGS, P-A-G-S, until you text me 10X, I'm going to keep talking about it. I have over 5,000 contacts stored and backed up in my cell phone from this audience, regular listeners that have texted me during the show over the last 12 years, 12 and a half years now. We just went over and celebrated our 3,000th show, 9,000 hours on this microphone. This process of storing you, and when you text me, if I don't have you in my phone, I usually text you back, so sorry, I don't have you stored in my phone, your first name and city. Then you guys respond, I'm Chris from Ottawa. Just added Chris into my contacts. My contacts are backed up every night before I go to bed, automatically backed up on a hard drive server so that if anything happens to my phone, I can restore it with a new phone. I know I have not gotten 5,000 text messages from you guys texting me PAGS, P-A-G-S, to get the PAGS video. You have not texted me 10X to get the 10xvotes.com website information. Until you do so, I'm going to talk about it every single day until November 4th is Monday. They are not open for 9 days early voting. That stops on Sunday, November 3rd. It starts this Saturday, October 26th. Election Day, November 5th, I will be talking about it. Hour number two today's show, we'll be right back.
Thank you for listening to your Defending Fathers with Trucker Randy Bishop.
On November 5th, vote for the six concerned citizens who will lead to improve the Onaway Public School District's board. Think of Black Pepper to remember their last names. Bonnard Lefebvre, Christian Kowalski, Palmer Rieger. Again, please vote for Bonnard Lefebvre, Christian Kowalski,